Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm Terry Ross, and on Sunday, the 30th, the new Catholic liturgical year begins. It's the first Sunday of Advent. The Advent season, which runs for 4 weeks up to Christmas, has its roots in the early centuries of the Church. At first, it was celebrated as a 40-day time of fasting and penitence. From this tradition, now not widely practiced, it got its name Little Lent. Certainly the readings and sermons of Advent reflect a mixture of joy at the Savior's birth, life, death, and resurrection with a penitential mood. I suppose you could say that in this respect, Advent is a kind of representation of the entire Christian consciousness. Over the centuries, the four different Sundays of Advent have been associated with distinct themes. Although these are often shared around a bit. The first Sunday traditionally looks forward to the Second Coming and cites the Old Testament patriarchs who were Christ's forerunners. For this reason, the first Advent candle is called the Candle of Hope. The second Sunday focuses on John the Baptist and on his preparing the way of the Lord. The third Sunday, Gaudete Sunday, again uses John the Baptist as a symbol of the joy surrounding the coming of the Lord. And the fourth Sunday heralds the birth of Jesus and the events surrounding it. Of course, all of these are not rules, but they are strong traditions. As always in these episodes of The Glory of the Mass, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, are used without regard to the day of the church year, as in today's featured Mass by Josquin des Prez, Missa d'une Outre-mer. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because each is specific to the day it is sung. And the first of these 5 is the introit, or entrance. Then comes the gradual, sung after the first reading, the alleluia, sung after the second, the offertory, sung while the celebrant is preparing the gifts for communion, and finally the communion, sung while those gifts are distributed to the congregation. Today, we'll hear all 5 of these, and all 5 parts of the ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei. Let's get started with today's introit. This is a processional sung while the celebrants are entering the sanctuary. Today's text is Ad Te Levavi from Psalm 24. Unto you have I lifted up my soul, O my God. We'll hear this in a motet arrangement by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. The singers are the superb British ensemble, the 16.
Thank you.
was our introit for the first Sunday of Advent in motet form by Palestrina. And now we turn to the ordinary, the first two parts of which are the Kyrie and the Gloria. The Kyrie is the only part of the Mass with a Greek text, meaning Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. The text of the Gloria is what is called the greater doxology, a doxology being a hymn of praise. Our Kyrie and Gloria today are from a Mass by the Franco-Flemish composer of the Renaissance, Josquin des Prez. That's Josquin space Desprez. Josquin based his Mass on a popular song composed by his teacher, Johannes Ockeghem, called Dung Ultramer, which is a song of devotion. Composers in the Renaissance often used secular melodies for their Masses. These are called parody Masses, whether the composer of the borrowed melody is the composer of the Mass or someone else. In order to appreciate Josquin's borrowing, we'll first hear the melody composed by Ockeghem. Immediately afterwards, we'll hear the Kyrie and Gloria of Josquin's Mass. The singers of Ockeghem's song are the Anturium Ensemble. The singers of the Mass are the Ensemble à la Mire from England.
Thank you.
for the Kyrie and Gloria of Josquin des Prez's Missa d'un autre amour. And before them, we heard the song by Johannes Ockeghem that Josquin borrowed for his parody Mass. The next part of the proper, the gradual, is Universi qui te expectant, a text, like our introits, from Psalm 24. They will not be disappointed, O Lord, all those who are awaiting you. This chant will be sung by a group called Cantori Gregoriani from Italy. The gradual for the first Sunday in Advent, sung by a choir from Italy. The third bit of the proper comes next, the Alleluia, Ostende Nobis, from Psalm 84. Show us your mercy, O Lord. This will be sung for us in the traditional Gregorian chant by the Schola of the Hofburg Kapelle in Vienna.
Ostende Nobis, O Lord.
We've heard the Alleluia for the first Sunday of Advent, Show Us Your Mercy, O Lord. And now, before we turn to the midpoint of the Mass and the Nicene Creed, here's a motet by today's featured composer, Josquin des Prez, Memor Esto Verbi Tui, Be Mindful of Your Promise. This is addressed to God on behalf of His servants. The performers are the Weser Renaissance Bremen, a group from Germany.
Thank you.
And that lovely motet brings us to the Nicene Creed. Here, we'll return to Josquin's Mass for his Credo, sung again for us by the group A La Mire. The Credo, or Nicene Creed, as arranged for choir by Josquin des Prez in his Missa d'un Ultramer. And now it's back to our proper for today with the offertory. This is on the same text as the introit, Ad te levavi, Unto you have I lifted up my soul, O my God. And this time it's not in Gregorian chant, but a lovely motet by a very successful composer of the High Renaissance, Orlando di Lasso. The singers are the Venerable Choir of King's College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
was our offertory for this first Sunday of Advent in an arrangement by Orlando Di Lasso. And now we circle back to our ordinary for the Sanctus, the Holy, Holy, Holy. Again, it's Josquin and the group A la Mire. That was the Sanctus from today's Mass, the Missa d'un Ultra Mer by Josquin des Prez. During the conclusion of the Sanctus, the celebrating priest will have finished blessing the gifts, and now he and the congregation say the Our Father. After this comes the final part of the ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Here the composer and performers are the same as for the Sanctus. Thank you. We've heard the final part of today's Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, as arranged in our featured Mass for today, Josquin des Prez, Missa d'un Ultra Mer. And this brings us to the final official part of the sung Mass, the Communion proper. Today's text is Dominus Dabit Benignitatem from Psalm 84. The Lord will bestow his loving kindness, and our land will yield its fruit. This will be sung for us in plain song by the Canti Gregoriani, a male ensemble from Italy. And with that communion proper, our Mass is essentially ended. But before we go in peace, we have time for one more tune, a beautiful anthem by the 20th century composer Franz Biebel, who is basically famous for this one piece. But what a piece! The text incorporates the familiar Ave Maria along with some of the Angelus, the prayer commemorating the Incarnation.
Angelus Domini.
Fiat mi.
That was Franz Biebl's ecstatic rendition of Ave Maria, sung by Adele Warland Singers. And on that note of great joy and supplication, we conclude this broadcast for the first Sunday of Advent. I hope you've enjoyed this program of sacred chant and polyphony. And I hope you'll tune in next week, Saturday at 4 or Sunday at 2, for our program of music for the second Sunday of Advent and the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. You can listen again to this program or to any of the programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 326. As always, we welcome your comments. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a pleasant Advent.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.